I am a career-oriented woman, and my job comes first. A lot of people judge me for that, but they are just narrow-minded. My job is QA/QC. This is a business reputation. It's very important. One bad delivery and everything goes tits up. Whenever the new girls are delivered, I have to sort them for our discerning clients. Prestige, high quality, ordinary, and discount. Prestige girls are rare. We can go months without one coming in. Firm breasts, round butt, and the right pitiful attitude mark prestige. When you strip them, they always try to cover themselves. I move their hands out of the way so my hand can check the goods. Let's call that a perk of the job. Prestige girls are always on occasion for high quality auctions. It's a real occasion for high society where politicians, nobility, and tycoons dress to the nines. High quality girls come in every shipment. Cute girls with nice bodies, but they lack the pure magnetism of a high-quality girl. I still check every square inch by hand for any defects. They don't warrant an auction, but we always have back orders for high-quality girls. Ordinary girls are just that. Usually overweight, stretch marks, a frumpy attitude. Some customers like MILFs, but not enough to warrant specializing in them. The profit margins are just too low. If I catch any shipment where more than 30% of the girls are ordinary, I have to flag the supplier. Scouts either know to limit catch here or try to doll them up to pass them off for high quality. Many slave shops have gone under because they don't check well enough. If my gloves start to collect a lot more makeup and residue and find hair clippings from a recent haircut, that's a huge red flag. Most ordinary buyers are retired middle-class men, real sweethearts, who just never had the time to date, who responded to coded classified ads. Discount girls are one thing I just hate. I wear gloves, but these girls make me wish for nautomation, stretch marks, piercings, morbidly obese, slam bags, and assorted uggos. Most of them aren't even scared such sluts. If any shipment is over 5% discount, we blacklist that scouting firm. I still take them time to document every lump, bump, tattoo, and fat roll because I'm a hands-on professional. The only buyers are low-level gangsters and fraternities throwing parties. Discounts are always sold as group. Yuck. I need to wash my hands just thinking about it. Sometimes friends don't understand how I can do this job. They find the sex slave trade disgraceful. Some even whisper that I'm just an overpaid groper. I know they're jealous of my 401k generous benefits and secure job in growth industry. Well, that's about all there is to say about being a QA/QC inspector at the sex slave distribution hub. You don't think that's too weird? So, what's your job?